What are eye problems?
Many people have minor eye problems, such as eye strain, irritated eyes, or itchy, scaly eyelids. These problems may be ongoing, but usually are not serious. Home treatment can relieve the symptoms of many minor eye problems. Common types of eye problems include drainage from the eyes, eye strain or vision changes, misaligned eyes or strabismus, which is also known as crossed eyes, blood in the white of the eye, eyelid problems, contact lens problems, color blindness, night blindness, glaucoma, cataracts, retinal problems such as diabetic retinopathy, red eyes that may be caused by infection, inflammation, or tumors, uveitis, which is swelling and tenderness in the middle layer of the eye, and macular degeneration. It is common for the eyes to be irritated or have a scratchy feeling. Pain is not a common eye problem unless there has been an injury. It is not unusual for the eyes to be slightly sensitive to light. But sudden, painful sensitivity to light is a serious problem that may indicate glaucoma or inflammation of the muscles that control the pupil, and it should be evaluated by your doctor. Sudden problems such as new vision changes, pain in the eye, or increased drainage are often more serious and need to be evaluated by a doctor. Eye symptoms that are new or that occur suddenly may be evaluated by an emergency medicine specialist. Ongoing eye problems that may be getting worse are usually evaluated by an eye doctor, called an ophthalmologist. Home treatment. Home treatment measures may give you some relief from your eye symptoms. Rest your eye. Don't rub your eye. If you wear contacts, take out your contacts to rest your eyes. Use cold or warm compresses, whichever feels best. Gently flush your eye with cool water. Avoid bright lights or use dark glasses to protect the eye. And non-prescription eye drops, such as artificial tear solutions, may be used to moisten the eyes. Prevention. Take good care of your eyes to prevent eye problems. Injuries from ultraviolet or UV light can be prevented by wearing sunglasses that block UV rays and by wearing broad-brimmed hats. Be aware that the eye can be injured from sun glare while you are boating, sunbathing, or skiing. Use eye protection while you are under tanning lamps or using tanning booths. There is no proof that laser pointers cause eye injury. Wear goggles or protective glasses when you are handling chemicals, operating power tools, hammering nails, or playing sports that involve a risk of a blow to the eye, such as racquetball or hockey. Wear goggles or protective glasses at all times if you have only one functional eye. Be a good example to your children by wearing goggles or protective glasses when needed at work or play. Get periodic vision checkups. Every 2 years if you wear glasses, every 5 years if you don't wear glasses. And if you have a family history of eye disorders, diabetes, or a diagnosed vision disorder, such as glaucoma, cataracts, or macular degeneration, have your vision checked according to the schedule your eye care professional recommends. If you wear contact lenses, take good care of them. Keep your blood pressure under control. High blood pressure can damage the blood vessels that supply blood to the eye. People who have diabetes are at risk for a vision problem called diabetic retinopathy, which is a complication of having high blood sugar over a long time. People who have diabetes need regular eye exams so that the early stages of diabetic retinopathy can be detected and in some cases treated. They also need to keep their blood sugar levels as close to normal as possible to prevent blood vessel damage from long-term high blood sugar. It is important to protect your children's vision. Regular eye exams identify problems early, and corrective measures can be taken. Watching a lot of television, playing video games, or frequent computer use can decrease your child's natural blink reflex, which can cause dry, red, and irritated eyes.